You're listening to SBS News.
For many months, the government has floated plans to reduce Australia's migration level by 30,000 from its current level of 190,000. Now, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says managing population growth is a practical challenge.
It shouldn't be hijacked by other debates about race or about tolerance or these other issues. We've seen what happens when these important practical debates are hijacked by these other extremist views, which occur from both the right and from the left. And I'm determined to not see the serious population growth management issues taken off course to be hijacked by those who want to push other agendas.
The proposed new cap would almost match last year's actual intake of 162,000. Mr. Morrison is still reluctant to confirm the proposed figure, but says a congestion-busting plan would force a number of skilled migrants to live outside Sydney and Melbourne. A regional settlement policy would require a certain number of skilled migrants to live for at least 5 years in cities other than Sydney and Melbourne. The government is also flagging incentives for foreign students to attend universities away from the two major cities as part of what it says is a bid to reduce congestion in Sydney and Melbourne.
What I'm focused on is ensuring that we have livable cities, that we have good population growth management strategies, and that means you have to balance all of these various components, whether it's migration intakes, migration composition, how it's spread across states and territories, the infrastructure you invest in, the city and regional deals that you're able to strike. These are the things that I think focus on the needs of Australians, and I think it's important that we address them, and we reject absolutely any effort to try and recast those important practical issues for Australians in the context of other matters which only seek to divide.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says a sensible discussion on immigration numbers is needed, but he's warning the Morrison government not to use debate over immigration numbers for political gain.
Dog whistling about immigration and asylum seekers needs to stop, and it needs to stop because the crazies, the extremists, they take comfort when there is approval given to go down this slippery path of starting to bag immigration. Now, that doesn't mean we shouldn't have proper immigration numbers. That means we've got to make sure our infrastructure fits. I get all of that. We can have a sensible discussion about immigration. But I think that both major parties have got an obligation to work together to stop the dog whistling about asylum seekers and refugees, to stop this dog whistling on immigration.
Mohammed Al-Khafaji is the Acting Chief Executive Officer of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia. He says the government's proposed cuts to immigration send the wrong message and conflate the issue of congestion with migration. Mr. Al-Khafaji also believes the timing of Mr. Morrison's announcement is irresponsible.
Well, we're really disappointed that the Prime Minister's announcement comes only days after the terrorist attack in Christchurch. I think that basically sends a message to the community that migrants are a problem in Australia, and that problem is congestions in cities. Whereas we know that Treasury's modelling has shown time and time again that Australia's growth is dependent on permanent migration. And I think it's the wrong approach and is quite irresponsible to link migrants to congestions. I think the real problem here is lack of investment in infrastructure.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.